Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
And we want to continue to look at the subject of religious followership. That's the kind of faith God wants us to have. And we are going to stay in Matthew chapter 23, really. We have said in this place that religion is your own way to please God, not God's way. So, religious followership is your version of following, not God's version of following. There is a God version of following, and then there is our own version of following. So we have looked at three things already concerning our own version of followership, which we call religious followership or religious discipleship. Number one, we have said that religious followership is following what people do and not God's word. Following what people do and not God's word. And we have to greatly address ourselves to this one because it spans our whole Christian life. It should be a life where we are walking in the Word of God and not just following people blindly, copying what other people do. So, secondly, we have said that religious followership is about knowing and not taking action now. Religious followership is about knowing and not taking action now. You know, religion always postpones things to the future. So religious people glory in the future, that in future I'm going to do wonderful things for God. And they glory in the past that, oh, don't you know, God used me in this powerful way. What about now? The focus is now, not the past nor the future. So many people who are in religious followership, they only glory in, don't you know how much God used our church? Don't you know how much God used me? Okay? But it isn't about the past. Paul says that he can preach to people, but he himself has to take heed so that he doesn't become a castaway. Because after preaching to people, being used by God in a very powerful way, you can be a castaway or you can be disqualified. It is also not about the future. So we encourage ourselves that let us do something for God now. Do not let anything you are engaged in prevent you from doing something for God now. The kingdom is about now. Jesus said that blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom. Not theirs will be the kingdom, but theirs is. It's all a now thing. Number three, we have said that religious followership is carrying unreasonable burden. God does not want us to carry burdens which are unreasonable. When he puts a burden upon you, he himself will come in with his finger to help out so that he takes the work out of the work that he has given to us. It becomes pleasurable. He makes us willing and able to do it. Now, we want to move on to look at the fourth thing about religious followership, and we are going to take it from verse 5 to verse 7. Matthew 23, verse 5 to verse 7. But all their works, please underline all their works, they do to be seen by men. Jesus is decrying a certain type of followership that says that all their works they do to be seen by men. Certainly, he doesn't want people following him who are behaving like this. All their works, they do it for to be seen by men. That's a question we have to ask ourselves. Are we motivated by human beings to do what we do? Is it possible that if they take human beings all away, we will still do what we do? Wow. If nobody is supervising you, if no human being is around, will you comport yourself the way that you comport when we say we are in public? Is a human being who, as it were, controls us, or it is God who controls our practical life, what we do? All our works is talking to our practical life. Says that religious people, their practical life is motivated by human beings who they should get praise from, who are watching them. Jesus doesn't want that kind of disciples. He wants the kind of people who do the right thing, whether they will be assessed or not. It shouldn't be because of assessment that we do the right thing. We should do the right thing because the right thing is comely for the righteous. The righteous must do the right thing. Just as sinners enjoy sin, we must enjoy righteousness. It's becoming for us. But when we do the opposite, we do the right thing just because people are around, then we are religious followers. We are not kingdom followers. Jesus wants people who are changed, really changed, because God is everywhere. And God watches us, whether the pastor is available in church or not. A religious follower will wait for the religious person, the authority, to show up, and then they begin to think right and to do right. A kingdom follower, on the other hand, is motivated by the presence of God everywhere, and he does the right thing. Isn't it amazing that we can fall into this disposition of religious people when they get near church, because it's full of people who love the Lord? Their language changes and it begins to be a wonderful language. But when they are outside church, in a place where people do not mind, they change color. Are we true disciples, or we are people who just change like that? Jesus says that the kind of disciples that I'm raising, they are not the disciple of the Pharisees. These people, they do the right thing. All their works is done because they want to please God. Isn't that wonderful? Wow. Let us look at the contrast in Matthew chapter number 7. Let's look at Matthew chapter 7. Have I told you what the point is? Take this point down from verse 5 that we just read. Religious followership is following Jesus' works, not his person. Religious followership is following Jesus' works, not his person. Okay, before we go to Matthew. Religious followership is following Jesus' works, not his person. The works is in front. That is a practical life. But the person is behind what he does. Jesus says that true followers follow his person, not his works. I'm going to explain it to you very soon. But you need to understand that we are followers of Jesus. We are followers of a person, not followers of good works. You can live your life following good works and miss out on the person of Jesus Christ. And I want to give us some few examples, beginning from Matthew chapter 7 and then verse 22. Please turn to Matthew chapter 7 and then verse 22. Matthew chapter 7 and then verse 22. Jesus says, and many will say to me, can we all say many? Many. Please don't be part of the many. There is a prophecy. Jesus is saying that many people are going to say something to me. Don't be part of the many. Be part of the true disciples, kingdom disciples of Jesus. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Please underline in your name. Cast out demons in your name and done many wonderful works in your name. All of their works is in his name. Now we want to look at the response of Jesus to people who focus on his works and not his person. Verse 23, and then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. So it is clear that there is going to be a spirit of following Jesus' works and not his person. Ask yourself, even as you hear me, am I a follower of good works, which I do in his name? Religious people will always say, Lord, Lord. They will be full of religious language. And they will do everything in his name. But he has a reaction to people who are like that. His reaction is that, because you do not follow my person, I do not know you. Of course, following the person of Jesus will make you put away sin. But if you follow just the works of Jesus, you will do all the works, but yet still on top, you will do all the bad things. All of the practical things that you have to do to show that you are a Christian, all of Jesus' works, you will be involved in it. Why? Because you did it in his name. But because your focus is not on his person, religion always focuses on works. The kingdom focuses on what? The person of Jesus. Let's look at the book of Luke chapter 10 and then verse 17. As we go through this point, ask yourself, am I a follower of the works of Jesus, or I am a follower of the person of Jesus? Am I content just to display some works before men? Or my contentment is with knowing him as a person, getting close to him as a person, having his approval as a person. Look at verse 17, Luke chapter 10. Jesus is also decrying other people who use his name. Luke chapter 10, verse 17. Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. So the name of Jesus was used to do some works, Jesus' works. But he drew the attention to what? To a personal relationship with him. That it is not enough for you just to work the works of God. What I want you to focus on is your relationship with my person. So he says, I rejoice rather that your names are written in heaven. The whole of the Christian life, the whole of the kingdom life, it's a life of fellowship with the person of Jesus, not a life of working the works of Jesus. There was a time in John chapter 6, I believe it should be verse 8. Please check it out for me, so that those who are writing can put down something. But these people came to Jesus, and then they said, what should we do that we will work the works of God? What should we do that we will work the works of God? And what was Jesus' response to them? Is it verse 8? John chapter 6 and then verse 8? No, it shouldn't be that. Is it John chapter 6 verse 8? No. But look at 8 verse 6. Let's try 8 verse 6.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Let's try verse 18. No. All right. So, you remember where these religious people came to Jesus and said that, what should we do that we will work the works of God? Is it 6? Is it 6?
Yeah. Yes.
Uh-huh. Very good. So, John chapter 6 verse 29. Jesus answered and said to them, look at verse 28. Then they said to him, what shall we do that we will work the works of God? And Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that you will believe in him whom he sent. So what is the work of God? Yes, it's about a person. It's not about works. It's not about doing things in his name without having a personal relationship with him. You can do it in his name, and his name will make you do great things. Before men, it will be wonderful, it will be great. But he is not looking at works. He is looking at a relationship. Religion focuses on what I did. The kingdom focuses on fellowship and relationship. It says that the work of God is to believe in a person. That is the work of God, is to believe. My mind goes to these, is it Acts chapter 19 or so? These sons of Sceva. Yes, Acts 19. Look at verse 13. My mind goes to these people. These were people who did not have a relationship with his person, but who chose to use his name. And the point is demonstrated so clearly that don't use the name of Jesus without a relationship, because you are going to meet some spirits. The thing will infuriate them in such a way that because you don't have a relationship, Jesus cannot come and help you. Yeah. No, he will deny you. This time he will not wait till the judgment to say that I never knew you. I mean, you say there and then, I don't know you. You use my name, yes, but I don't know you. You know the story. They chose. These were the sons of a priest. of the chief priests, rather, very religious people. They were exorcists. They were people who were used to casting out devils. Okay? Now, they were itinerant Jewish exorcists. It means they were professional demon casters. And they move from one place. If you have a demon, go and call them. They are professionals. They know how to deal with it. But this particular demon dealt with them in such a way that, in fact, by the time the session was over, you could not tell who was the demon possessed, because all of them ran out, seven of them naked. I believe with this demon, the way they ran, it means he was chasing them. And they were all naked. Which one was the demon possessed person? You can't tell. Because they chose to use a name they didn't have a personal relationship with. The demon said, Paul I know, Jesus I know, but you, who are you? And he pounced on them. So, religious discipleship is what? Following Jesus' works, not his person. Not his person. Hallelujah. As you listen to me, please make sure that you develop a personal test for him, a test for his person, outside of church, outside of human beings and what they see. If they are not around, still do your devotion with God. Whether you are going to stand before people or you are not going to stand before people, whether you're going to lead people or not lead people, no, it's not works. It is a relationship. And that's how he wants his disciples to be. Hallelujah. I believe we can move on back to Matthew chapter 23. All their works they do for to be seen by men. Look at the same verse 5. They make their phylacteries broad and enlarge the borders of their garments. They love the best places at feasts, the best seats in the synagogues, greetings in the marketplaces, and to be called by men, Rabbi, Rabbi. Do you know Rabbi? These rabbis were authorities. Says that these people, they love to be called authorities and experts. They love it. But you know, Jesus was talking to who? Look at verse 1, Matthew 23. Then Jesus spoke to the multitude and to his disciples. He was talking to potential disciples and then current disciples. Jesus one time had about 70 people who were his disciples whom he could send out. And I believe that there were more of people there. He was talking to these people that I don't want your life to be like this. Do you know what the phylacteries were? The Jews were supposed to have four corners of their borders with scriptures sewn into them. If you read Deuteronomy, they even tell them they should wear scriptures on their hand. You remember? Wear it as frontless. Maybe you should love the Lord your God. So when you are going, your heart has got that kind of thing. The phylactery was the border of the garment, you see, and you write scriptures there. Says that these religious people, they like broad phylacteries full of scriptures for everybody to see that these people are the religious. I mean, they are close to God. They are wonderful people. Jesus said, no, I don't want disciples like this. People who love show to be called rabbi. They love to sit at the chief seat. Do you know what he's saying? He says, I'd rather have you sit at the low place. That's what he wants his disciples to be. How our lives will be transformed if we understand and know the person we are dealing with. Jesus Christ. He's the type that the Bible says that he will not cry out in the street. No one will hear his voice. It says that even if a reed is broken, he will not break it further. And when a flax is smoking, he will not quench it. He will not make waves. That's the kind of disciples that he wants. People who appear unassuming. They don't have broad phylacteries. They don't occupy the high seats in the synagogues and then at feasts to be recognized by men. Greetings in the marketplace. Rabbi, pastor, or man of God, and wonderful titles. He says he doesn't want people like that. I'll show you why he doesn't want people like that. Because the kingdom of God comes in a subtle way. And the kingdom sons of God are people who are not in the limelight. You will not pick on them. You will not pick on them because they don't look it. They don't have broad phylacteries. They don't wear things on their head for you to see. But they are the trump card of God. He keeps his cards away from public eye. You see, he keeps them away from public eye. So that unbeknown to people, these people are taking charge for him. That is how the kingdom comes, like yeast hidden in three measures of meal. A lifestyle that is almost in hiding. Until the whole thing, before the devil can say, Jack, your school is affected, your workplace is affected, your lifestyle like a tsunami. There is nothing on the surface to show that there is a move. But below, there is a wild thing going on. Thus, the life of his disciples. Look at the book of Matthew chapter 6. We read from verse 1 to 4. Matthew chapter 6, verse 1 to 4. What we are going to read is the opposite. It is the opposite of what the Pharisees were doing. And Jesus registered it in his first sermon. Matthew chapter 6 verse 1. Take heed that you do not your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. Otherwise you have no reward from your Father in heaven. In other words, you make the whole thing become of none effect. Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets. Look at the motive. That they may have glory from men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. What is their reward? Men have seen their charitable deed. Jesus over here is decrying the motive with which we do public things. He's not saying that nothing should be done publicly. What he's saying is that your motive for doing public thing is not for you to have praise from men, for you to have recognition from men. That is not how I want my disciples to be. I want their motive for doing good to be to please God. So whether men are present or not, it will be done. Because my mind is not to get glory from men, that I am wonderful, that I am good, whatever. Look at verse 5. And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the street. I just imagine that. the motive, he comes up with a motive, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. Jesus once again is decrying doing religious things in public with the motive that human beings will see it. You see, look at verse 16. Moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces. Look at the motive. Why they disfigure their faces? That they may appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. I believe that these things that we have read should answer to some of the reasons why we give and we don't seem to do well. Or we pray and we don't seem to get answers to our prayers, and our prayers doesn't do well. Because men will say, you are prayerful, you are wonderful, you are generous, shower all the praises. But what about God? He says that you have your reward already. Look at verse 17. But you. Can we all say, but you? So you know who he's talking about. His disciples. He says, don't do it like the disciples of the Pharisees. Don't be that kind of a follower. But you, when you fast, anoint your head. I love that. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.